Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chime, that's a deep cut. Tom Petty, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
But I don't know the song.
So the song is Louisiana Rain for our guy Will Campbell from Will Campbell. Louisiana State University.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Well done. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru of New England and their Love Spring event, which is here now. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Note when it comes to listening. 7:20 is when we have been debuting the weekly wrap up with an R from Acrobatic. Do you want to do it at 7:20 again?
You could do it whenever you want. I listen to it. It is straight fire.
It is.
It's fire.
You say that every week though.
Because every week it's fire.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So
it's pen game. It just is like. I wish I had that talent.
I saw on his Instagram yesterday his tour date. He's doing a bunch of shows in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we should go to one. You and
I'm all for that.
Maybe we'll go. So Acrobatic, he wraps the week up. He literally wraps the week up sports-wise. And we'll do that at 7:20. But Leeds now, and we'll begin with Jackson because Courtney is not here. Hello, Jackson.
Hello, good morning. I did not call the cops on anybody today, don't worry, or yesterday, so we're all good there. But I'm going to address an issue that 50% of the population deals with, and it's a very unspoken issue, but science may have solved it. Urinal splashback.
Okay.
Science has come up with a solution for this, finally.
Uh-huh.
The urinal has not changed since the invention of it
right.
in 1917.
I was going to ask, when was the urinal invented?
Well, they had it for a long
time. Well, you would know. You were there.
Thank you, Sean.
They've had a lot of versions of urinals, but the
right.
one that we know today
yes.
was invented in 1917 by Marcel Duchamp.
Okay. All right.
And it's called La Fontaine. He's a French fella. But an international team based out of the University of Waterloo in Canada have come up with a new toilet design to reduce splashback. And it will reduce splashback by a million liters a day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can you not sigh me, Curtis?
Yeah.
Come on, don't sigh me, bro.
There you go. There you go,
don't sigh me, bro.
And Mitch has a video or a picture up on Twitch and YouTube right now that
right.
shows the two new designs. The one on the left is the original one. The one closest to that one is like the most normal one. And
okay.
then the two ones on the right are the new ones.
Mm.
And it will reduce splashback by...
A million liters.
A million liters a day, literally. And it'll save 10 million liters of water a day.
Mm.
It'll save money because there's less cleanup, so companies have to pay less people to clean up. And not all heroes wear capes, but these guys should be commended.
Okay.
I feel like the one all the way to the Nautilus, if that's the name of it, how does that one reduce splashback? I can see the cornucopia.
So that one's based. That one is designed for handicapped people.
Okay.
I'm not sure how. I'm not sure why it's. I'm not sure how the physics work,
all right.
but there's physics, and they used a lot of mathematical equations to figure this out.
All right.
And it was actually inspired by dogs, because dogs, when they pee, they do it at a certain angle as to not get splashback.
Mm. That's key right there. No one likes the splashback.
You're a big bidet guy, so
yeah.
you enjoy the splashback.
No, that's in a different area. I don't want...
I'm aware it's in a different area.
You ruin your sneakers with the splashback.
Yeah, right. See, it's a problem that nobody talks about, but like I said, half of us have to deal with.
Right, right. All right, Jackson, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Lead, Jackson.
We appreciate that. Shime, good morning.
Morning, Greg. So the New England Patriots selected Will Campbell last night. If you were watching any of the draft coverage or saw on the internet, I was not overly excited about the pick. I don't love the pick. I'm not about it. Look, I think there were other ways to go about finding a left tackle, and drafting Will Campbell with the fourth overall pick to me wasn't it. But We do have other rounds to look ahead to. There are more picks to be made for the New England Patriots. They have three picks tonight. So their first pick is six picks into the second round, 38 overall. They need to come away with either one of the pass rushers still on the board in Mike Green or Donovan Ezeraku, or they need to come away with a talented skill player at receiver. A guy like Luther Burden is there. Travion Henderson is still available. Jalen Noel out of Iowa State. Those are the guys that all have my eye. I think they would be excellent additions, and we can kind of get back on the right foot here if you add one of those guys. Mike Green and Donovan Ezeraku, I never would have expected to be available at this point. And so having the opportunity to get a pass rusher like that, that to me is a first-round talent, would be a big win.
Wiggy seemed to indicate some interest early this morning in Luther Burden.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I seen him play. He's a good player. I just feel like he didn't have even as much success as the kid Jalen Polk did when Jalen Polk was at Washington. So like when you kind of compare, like, all right, what could he be? And he's a little bit more of a smaller, and I could see him being more of a slot guy.
He plays a lot like Steph Diggs, actually.
Yeah.
Like he is it so maybe it's too redundant for them to get Luther Burden, but I think he's a really good player, and he was much better in 2023 than he was in 2024. The offense in Missouri went through a bunch of changes. Mm-hmm. Quarterback wasn't very good. So he struggled a lot last year, but the year before he was excellent. And and I think that's the Luther Burden you would hope to get in the NFL.
How did the final mock shake out?
We did okay. The big thing for me is that I got
probably
the trade.
Not great because we haven't mentioned it to this point.
No, I mean overall, considering like compared to everybody else, I think everybody else was probably right around the average accuracy.
What was the number of accurate?
Probably the top five.
No, I had the top five. I had Gray Zabel going to the Seahawks. I had the Giants trading back into the first round to take Jackson Dart. So I know all those were dead on accurate. And then I think I only missed four of the guys that went in the first round. So I had 28 of the 32 players in the first round.
Why did the Giants go through the whole charade with Shador and then draft Jackson Dart?
I'm not sure. I guess maybe because there was probably, like it seemed at the beginning, there was a split in the front office somewhere, whether it was Daboll and Joe Shane or ownership and Daboll and Shane. Somewhere along the line, one person loved Shador, one person loved Jackson Dart, and the Jackson Dart lovers won out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Chime, thank you. Up next, a lead from Chris Curtis and a lead from Coach Wiggins and a lead from yours truly. And then we'll get to Acrobatic in the weekly wrap-up at 7:20. And they said it after that on the Friday Greg Hill Show right here at WEEI.